Despite this significant, steadily increasing trend in earthquake activity, there is the obligatory USGS webpage that attempts to blame this on increases in the number of detection stations. However, a careful read reveals that this disclaimer document only discusses earthquakes larger than 7.0, creating a more easily manipulated dataset of less than 20 events per year. If you have an eye for the politics, you can see how the USGS did not actually admit nor deny an overall increasing trend in earthquakes. All they truly said is that earthquakes of magnitude 7.0 or greater have remained fairly constant. This is actually good, because it means that the most damaging earthquakes are not increasing in frequency. Furthermore, an increase in our ability to locate earthquakes is only offered as a partial explanation for the public's frequent perception that earthquake activity is on the rise. Prior to 1998, Earth was gradually getting narrower at the equator and longer at the poles. However, from 1998 onward, this trend has reversed itself. Earth is bulging out at the equator and contracting in at the poles. Estimates of the weight loss caused by melting ice caps and glaciers are far too small to account for the magnitude of the effect. Anomalies in Earth's magnetic field suggest that a magnetic pole shift is already underway, and the models have no clear way of predicting exactly how soon this will complete itself. Interestingly, in March 2004, a hurricane was detected for the first time in the Earth's southern hemisphere. Global warming. The effects of climate change have become so obvious that the UN World Meteorological Association feels that the world must be made aware of these changes immediately, as the increase in temperature in the 20th century is likely to have been the largest in any century during the past 1,000 years. In addition, the 1990s are likely to have been the warmest decade of the last 1,000 years. The amount of water vapor in the atmosphere of the Northern Hemisphere has increased in the last 25 years. The average thickness of summer Arctic sea ice has decreased by 40% in the last 30 years. The average lake or river in the Northern Hemisphere will now have about 2 less weeks of ice cover per year than 100 years ago. Since 1966, the overall snow cover in the Northern Hemisphere has decreased by about 10%. Glaciers in the Argentina-Chile region are melting fully 200% faster in 2003 than in 1975. Even NASA has admitted that the Antarctic Peninsula has warmed 2 to 3 degrees Celsius, 3.6 to 5.4 degrees Fahrenheit, over the past 50 years, causing rapid thinning, enhanced melting, and rapid disintegration of its ice shelves. Lastly, since 1950, according to one estimate, some 600,000 plant and animal species have disappeared, and currently nearly 40,000 more are threatened. This is the fastest rate of extinction since the dinosaurs disappeared. 40% of all known species on Earth are now at risk of extinction. Somewhere between 2.7 and 270 species disappear every day. The most conservative estimate is that the current rate of extinction is 100 times greater than the background rate. But Harvard biologist Edward O. Wilson has calculated that the true rate may be as high as 10,000 times above the background level. Wilson predicts that half of all plant and animal species will be extinct by 2100. The local interstellar medium. Now, thanks to our study of the fossil record, combined with Tift's and Aspdin's models, it may be that all of the changes we have listed are caused by the solar system moving into a more highly charged area of energy in the galaxy. This appears to be directly affecting the behavior of our planets and their moons, showing an overall energetic increase as matter itself goes through a change of state and the flow of time speeds up at the quantum level. If we are indeed moving into such a new zone in the galaxy, then we would expect to see an increase in the amount of dust and energized particles in our local interstellar medium, which is the area of the galaxy immediately surrounding our sun's magnetic field. Dr. Don Szymanski, a NASA scientist, reveals that NASA has had a persistent, pernicious bias against anyone trying to do research on possible changes in the local interstellar medium.